ALPA wants no pre-clearance in Abu Dhabi. Southwest joins the TSA pre-check. And Wichita eyes 777X work. This is Aero News for Monday, November the 18th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Airline Pilots Association is calling on members of Congress to support bipartisan legislation introduced Thursday that opposes the administration's plan to open a U.S. Customs and Border Protection pre-clearance facility at Abu Dhabi International Airport. ALPA strongly supports the U.S. pre-clearance locations currently operating in Canada, Ireland, and in the Caribbean because each of the airports is served by at least one U.S. airline, and a significant portion of the passengers traveling to the United States from those airports are flown by U.S. pilots. In clear contrast, the U.S. administration's efforts to establish a CBP pre-clearance facility at Abu Dhabi International Airport would benefit only Etihad Airways, the heavily state-supported national airline, because no U.S. airline currently flies to the airport. The new bill, introduced by Representative Patrick Meehan, Republican of Pennsylvania, and Representative Peter DeFazio, Democrat of Oregon, would help to ensure that U.S. Customs pre-clearance facilities help and do not harm U.S. airlines and their workers in their drive to compete in the global marketplace. The legislation requires the U.S. government to perform an analysis of the potential effect on the U.S. airlines and CBP staffing before it can establish a new CBP pre-clearance facility, including any potential facilities at Abu Dhabi International Airport, Al Maktoum International Airport, the Dubai International Airport in the United Arab Emirates, or at Doha International Airport in Qatar. The TSA has announced the expansion of its pre-check to include eligible customers of Southwest Airlines. The announcement brings the total of domestic carriers participating in the program to 8, including Alaska Airlines, American, Delta Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines, Southwest, United Airlines, U.S. Airways, and Virgin America. TSA pre-check is an expedited screening program that allows pre-approved airline travelers to leave their shoes on, light outwear and belt, keep their laptop in its case, and their 3-1-1 compliant liquid gels bag in a carry-on in select screening lanes. TSA PreCheck operations are available at 100 airports nationwide. More than 18 million passengers have experienced TSA PreCheck since it was launched in October of 2011. Among the IAM workers who rejected the latest contract offer from Boeing were 230 Boeing Wichita hourly employees who work in a plant slated for closure by the company next year, some of whom will likely be moving to the Puget Sound region at some point in the future. Many of them still voted against the 9-year contract, which would have meant Boeing would do much of the fabrication and assembly work on its new 777X airplane in the Puget Sound region, but also included some reductions in benefits for workers, including health benefits and pensions. Where the union workers see disappointment, the Greater Wichita Economic Development Coalition sees an opportunity. The group met Thursday to discuss the feasibility of going after the work, which Boeing says is now not guaranteed to be done in the Puget Sound region. After the union voted to reject the contract, Boeing immediately said it would consider other areas for fabrication and assembly of the 777X. Boeing spokesman Doug Alter said in an email that rejection of the contract meant the location for the 777X work would be, quote-unquote, competitive. Boeing is expected to announce the new airplane at the upcoming Dubai Air Show. Gulfstream marked the 1-year anniversary for the first customer delivery of the mid-sized Gulfstream G280 on Thursday. To date, approximately 20 G280s have entered service. Since entering service in late 2012, the G280 has displayed its best-in-class speed, accumulating more than 30 city pair speed records. The more significant records include runs from Paris to New York in 7 hours 41 minutes, Savannah to London in 7 hours 24 minutes, and Honolulu to Savannah in 8 hours 18 minutes. When Aero News continues, you're never too young. What doesn't go up goes down. And 2 years ago today,
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Monday, November the 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Chinese parent has reportedly paid about $5,000 to have his 5-year-old son trained as a pilot and allowed the boy to fly an ultralight aircraft. The child is Hai Yide, also known as Duo Duo. His father, He Lishang, told the China Global Times that he had paid for private flying lessons for his son and that the boy had flown the aircraft by himself for 35 minutes at Beijing Wildlife Park in China. A YouTube video shows the boy in the front seat of an ultralight with someone in the back. The elder calls himself Eagle Dad. He said he plans to contact the Guinness organization to register his son as the world's youngest pilot. And speaking of pilots, those in the U.S. Air Force are being offered what many would consider a pretty sweet deal, and largely they're turning it down. Some fighter pilots in the U.S. Air Force are eligible for a $225,000 bonus if they'll make a 9-year commitment to the service, but only a handful of pilots have agreed to the deal, citing reductions in flying hours, grounded squadrons, and generous offers from the private sector as reasons to keep their options open. The Air Force Times reports that some pilots have told top brass that they are, quote-unquote, bored when their squadrons are not flying. Airlines are looking at increasing pilot shortages as pilots retire and are actively recruiting Air Force pilots to fly airliners. Acting Secretary of the Air Force Eric Fanning said of the incentive, quote, "They aren't taking it because they aren't flying. They don't know what their future is," end quote. 13 combat squadrons have been grounded due to sequestration, with more groundings likely in the next 2 fiscal years. Well, you know what they say, time sure flies when you're having fun, and for us it has, creating new ways for people to stay up to date on the latest in aviation news. It was 2 years ago today, November the 18th, that we posted our first edition of Airborne on the Internet. The project was the culmination of months of planning and has continued to improve with every episode. Since its inception, Airborne has grown from a once-weekly production to bringing you the latest in aviation news twice a week. Over the past 2 years, we've brought you live coverage of major aviation events such as Oshkosh and the Aircraft Electronics Association's annual meeting and convention, featuring interviews with the industry's newsmakers and innovators in an effort to be sure you always have the latest information. But just as with the aviation industry itself, Aero TV and Airborne are always looking for ways to innovate and improve the product. We have plans now to add a third weekly webcast in the near future, and our AEA and Oshkosh coverage will be bigger and better than ever in 2014. So our heartfelt thanks to you, our viewers, and in my case, listeners, without whom it wouldn't be possible. Keep watching Airborne while an already industry-leading product continues to improve. We're excited about the coming year and hope that you are too. And speaking of being excited about the future, if you haven't seen the photos on Facebook, our very own CEO and editor-in-chief, Jim Campbell, stepped up to the altar this weekend and married Masaka Fukada. We wish them every happiness. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.